Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. This is a Blog Talk Radio show simultaneously cast on Facebook Live from my Facebook page, which is Spirit Medium Laura. And tonight I'm a little tired. I did a really good meditation beforehand, which hopefully has energized me a bit. But I am tired, and I also have like a sty in my eye over here a little bit, so it's like a bad night for me that way. But psychically, it should be really good. I want to say hello to everybody. I see a few people gathering here on Facebook Live. Debbie Garner, Debbie Bishop. Debbie, honey, Debbie Bishop, you made a donation last week, and I didn't see you in the queue, but I will be looking for you. So I have your life question, love, if you're listening on Facebook. I see Robin on Facebook. I see Kelly, Jean, hey Kelly, on Facebook. So now I'm going to go over to Blog Talk Radio and let's just see who's there. We've got a lot of people. We have Casey waiting, Rachel waiting. We've got Amla waiting, Donna waiting. We have a donation from T. We have somebody at 720 who I don't know if that's Tim who got knocked off before. It might be. Tim, if you have access to the chat room or Facebook, you might want to shoot me a line. We have Patricia at 205 area code, Amy, Rochelle. We have a donation from Wade, and we also have a donation from Debbie. Speaking of donations, do we see Debbie there yet? 530. I don't see you, Debbie, yet in the queue, but anyway. Debbie, when she finally gets here, she should be the first one to get a reading. Anyway, tonight, what's going on tonight, right? Okay, so this is mediumship and readings with me, Spirit Medium Laura. I will have a focus subject. I want to do a couple of logistics, housekeeping things, and then we'll do a prayer energy connection, and I will go right to the phone line. So for the first 15 minutes or so, I'll be chatting to all of you, and then we'll go to the phone lines. Woo! So, logistics or housekeeping. There is a website for this show. SpiritMediumTV.com. There, you can make a donation and jump to the top of the queue. I have to warn you, I already have 3 donations, and I have a lot of other people waiting. Try to get to everybody, but I have to have a way right now anyway. I'm using the donation system if somebody has an urgent matter that just can't wait. If they donate 8, they will jump the gate, and that is done at SpiritMediumTV.com. Also on that page, SpiritMediumTV.com. You can join our mailing list. As soon as you do, you will receive the 10 channeled steps to manifesting miracles, which is something that came through when I was doing a research mediumship session. I was the medium. I was being paid to work with subjects exploring the afterlife and all that in mediumship sessions. And they asked me to channel at the end, and this is what came through, the 10 channeled steps to manifesting miracles. So if you're having trouble getting what you want in life, who isn't, right? use this. I'm using it. It's a wonderful way to organize yourself when it comes to manifesting. And that kind of leads me into what I need to say today, but let me just think about the other things before I do. Okay, so let's put that on the side for a moment. Manifesting miracles will be our focus subject. If you want to get emails that have focus subjects in them, you join our mailing list. Otherwise, you won't get the beautiful stuff I'm about to tell you this evening, and you won't be reminded of the radio show. So join the mailing list at SpiritMediumTV.com. Okay. And the other thing on SpiritMediumTV.com of interest is that you can get the free for me, which is a third more time in your reading, a private session, if you're paying for a session. So if you ordered 30 minutes, for example, the free for me gives you 10 extra minutes, which is a third more time of 30 minutes, right? And all you need to do is use free for me as the event code key when booking your session at booklaura.com. And if you can't remember all that, it's reiterated on spiritmediumtv.com. So back to the focus subject for tonight, which is one of my most favorite subjects. As a matter of fact, I want to start calling myself the manifesting medium, or put that as my life service, my life, part of my service that helps you with your life. Because to be honest with you, everybody out there, things aren't happening to you. Okay? We're all happening to life. We're creating. We're always creating our experiences according to our thinking, according to what we're projecting, according to how positive or negative we are. And that is the essence of evolution. Humanity right now is in a very sweet spot where they're moving from being disempowered, like what my future is going to be, that kind of thinking is disempowered, to empowered. You are now being given the chance energetically in a spiritual way to take the reins, to pull in your thinking, and to start projecting it out to the universe the way that you'd like to see things happen. And most of the time that we try to manifest, we're not successful. So it's like we're all little babies, you know, trying to learn how to walk for the first time. So this particular delivery, this channeling, the 10 steps, gives you tools, gives you specific steps to follow, which help you circumvent fear, negative belief systems, and get you out of that loop of, I want something so badly, but no matter what I do, I can't manifest it. That's what this is all about. So in today's newsletter, if you're on our mailing list, you would have received this. I don't post these to the public anymore. The only way you're going to get this is from the mailing list. I sent to the mailing list this information. I didn't give you the whole system, but I did have a link to it. So if you've tried to manifest and you're not getting what you want, maybe you've tried everything that you can think of, right? You're feeling very frustrated, right? And maybe even fearful, like you're never going to get what you need. Maybe it's something for survival. Maybe it's something that your heart desires. Whatever it is, we all have these things. Wade, I hope you're listening. So I found in my own life that manifesting has not really worked so much when I'm using those old methods of whatever they are, you know, vision board or whatever it is. It's quite hard to overcome our fear that we can't have what we want. That's the whole point of evolution. Okay, the whole point of evolution is learning how to jump over that fence and get to a point where we believe it can happen. Because once we believe it can happen, then it just sort of kind of flows into place and it starts happening. So I'm going to kind of use this as a theme this evening, not to berate anyone, not to single anyone out, but to help you see that the possibility is there for you. So manifesting is an interesting word. I really don't like the term. The first three letters of the word manifesting are M-A-N, and that comes from the Latin word manibus, which means hand. So manifesting makes it sound like, oh, I can make it happen. I'm going to put my hands on this subject. I'm going to, you know, manipulate it somehow and, you know, make it, bring it into the world. But look, you know, I mean, if you could make it happen, you would not need to manifest it. So it's sort of a catch-22. So how do you overcome this? Well, you have to activate what I like to call your miracle mind. It's your psychic mind. Okay? You may be thinking to yourself, oh my goodness, what is she talking about? I'm not psychic. Well, everybody is psychic. And when you do manifesting and access that part of yourself, that's when you can see your thoughts to the universe. It's almost like when I do my psychic readings, right, I'm pulling in information. Well, when you're manifesting, you're sending out information on that same channel, that psychic channel, which I call your miracle mind. So how do you access your miracle mind? How do you get it working for yourself? Well, there's specific steps in the miracle manifesting 10 channel steps. You can get them by joining the mailing list. I'm not going to say anything more than that right now. Just go to spiritmediumtv.com and you will get them there. I just will also highlight the fact that it accesses the miracle mind by using meditation, by using symbols, and by using a mantra that's related to what you're manifesting. And that will allow you to sort of, it also uses a guided meditation, which you'll see there, but it allows you to believe that the barrier from where you are to where you want to go is down and that you can have it. Symbols bypass the subconscious belief systems that block us. Symbols are very powerful. So that's all in the Miracle Manifesting 10-Channel Steps. And you can get that by joining our mailing list. Okay, so what we're going to do now is a little connection exercise, and then I will go right to the phone lines. I hope everybody liked that. Oh, we finished early. Okay, good. It's only 10 minutes after. I'm glad because we have a lot of people waiting, and we have people on Facebook that are waiting. Facebook people, you're going to have to call. I might as well say this before I go under. I'm about to go under, everybody, meaning I go into a trance when I do the readings, and after that, it's kind of hard for me to respond to people on Facebook. You know, and a lot of you want me to say hello, and I love you all. You have to call a number to get a reading, and that number, phone number is, oopsie-daisy, where is it? Oh, boy, I got to open up this. You have to call 347-945-5849. And that is on the post for this Facebook Live event, that phone number. It's also at other places on the Facebook page. So it's, you don't have to remember it. It's there. And that will help you, that will get you into the queue. If you want to jump the gate, if you have an urgent matter that just can't wait, donate eight and jump the gate. That's called the 8-0-8, and that's done at spiritmediumtv.com. Okay, so everybody listening, we're going to do a connection exercise. I need everybody listening to sit back, uncross your arms and legs, and start to breathe from your abdomen, breathing in deeply. And on the exhale, relaxing, letting go of all concern, knowing that you're in the now, and the now is safe. Breathing in when you're ready, deeply. If you're wanting an other side connection, please call in your loved one or loved ones now. If you have a life question, go ahead and focus on that now. And while you do that, I'm going to go off and do the prayer. I'll be right back. And now, on your next exhale of breath, please release into the space around you your energy, and I will connect us. One moment, please. Okay, so I have to go to the person that made the first donation. That is Debbie, who actually made it last week, and if she, hopefully she's in here somewhere. Let me see if I find her here. Yeah, maybe she decided she didn't want. Oh, there she is. Okay, good. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sweetheart? Thank you for
the donation. I'm fine. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for the
no
donation.
No problem. Thank you.
It goes to help animals. Go ahead, honey. Ask your question.
I love it. I used to dog rescue.
Good.
As a matter of fact, it's funny the subject you're on today because I'm having a problem. I want to move. Multiple reasons why I need to move. But it just, I don't see how to do it. And I kind of want to know what area. I have health problems.
Just ask the question.
You're asking to move. I
want to
move.
Let's see what we get for you, love, Debbie Bishop. So you don't have a lot of you don't have a lot of resources to move, but you really, really, really want to move.
Correct.
Didn't we do this for you a while ago, like 6 months ago?
We did last time you channeled my husband that passed away, which was amazing.
Oh, sweetheart. Well, he's looking out for you.
I know.
Okay, let's, you're a very loving person, very sweet and kind individual. You're a giver, not a taker. You are taking good care of yourself now, spiritually. So that's a good thing. That's the first step to getting what you want, is knowing what you want, asking for what you want, and moving forward on what you want.
Right.
But it looks like you're living either in a houseboat or something like that.
It's a double wide mobile home. But it's funny. We keep getting so much rain. I said I should put pontoons on it.
Then it's a home.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're getting lots of rain.
Yeah, you like it there. I hear you like it there, but it's really not the right place for you at this time in your life. I feel there's a lot of difficulty with the neighbors and people around you, and that you're getting a lot of criticism.
Fire.
You will be. You do not need to worry as much about this. You need to go through friends and family and anybody else. There are some people even in the community you're in that are a little more friendly towards you. You can ask them. But anybody that you come across, you need to ask again, you know, where can I move to? And I also need to see, I'm going to ask for something silently. Bear with me, Debbie.
Thank you.
Yes, you will be. So I get that you will be staying in the vicinity, just to a new location, something that's a little more permanent, less. Yes? Okay, good. So you will be finding something more to your liking. I do see a structure that's very permanent, like it's made of brick. It looks like a private home. Wherever you're living is a cold climate. I do see that the trees do not have leaves on them right now. This home looks like it's got a feel to it of a Tudor kind of thing, where they have like an arch to the top of the house. What do I call an arch? Or I don't know the right terminology, but it comes to a pyramid almost on the top, brick, old-fashioned, kind of a stairway that goes up and then around and up and back, crisscrosses on up. And that there's a couple of different homes like that near you that you would be able to get some kind of residence in. Feels like, I have a feeling you probably need a big place and you need privacy. And you also need a structure that is solid because of the dog.
Yes.
You must have some with you. Causing you the problem for people criticizing you and everything.
I have pit bulls.
and how lovely. And you also have to have a yard. You need a yard and a fenced in. House, I would say, they keep filling it in for me. It's winterish, kind of looks grassy up yet. But fenced in yard. I see brick house, brick stone kind of house in your neighborhood. I don't know what that means. The neighborhood where you lived before, in the vicinity of what you're looking for. Okay. I'm also being told to look in a supermarket near that location for postings on the wall, postings on a bulletin board. Something at a supermarket near there will help you find this place. Now, I don't know. This is what you're showing. There's a location near the home that posts things. So if it's not a supermarket, then it could be a coffee shop, something like that, where they have posts, you know, like a bulletin board there. People put them.
Thank you.
I do feel that it might be bad for you, but I feel that you may have roommates in this room. But the roommates would be very amenable to you and what you're doing. So I don't know why that's so. Maybe it's a different floor where they're on or something. We'll have privacy, but it feels like it's a group home of some sort. There will be other people in there. Maybe there's several floors or something. Go ahead.
Okay.
My
pit bulls don't like other people. My pit bulls are not people friendly.
All right. Well, maybe it's a good thing for the home, because maybe you'll get the main floor and you'll be keeping the house safe, and the other people maybe are up. I'm seeing that you'll be on the main floor, keep the house safe. People upstairs won't mix with you. They'll be in their own locale. And by the way, the pit bulls can be acclimated if they, you know, over time, to know who to attack and who not to attack.
They don't go attacking, but I just, I wouldn't put them with someone. I did pit bull rescue, and I kept the not adoptable ones. Yeah. And now my health is really, really bad, really bad. Next one, I'll ask you about that next time. What's going on with my health? It's bad.
All right. I actually could see your body and everything. It looks like you're carrying a little extra weight in the midsection. Your hair's about right on your ears. It's curly and it's layered. Some graying in it. You're a very good-looking person. Very modest individual in terms of, you know, you're not vain to think about what you look like. Everything's going to be fine for that. Just follow on that, focus on that. And join the mailing list. Maybe. Yes, join the mail. Oh, you're on my mailing list. So you could just look at the email. Look at the email.
I will.
And you'll go through. There's a link to go through. And follow that technique. It's a visualization technique.
I will.
It should be helpful. All right, love.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to donation 2, who is Alyssa. Well, not Alyssa, but Wade, who with Alyssa. Let me see if I can find you. There you are, Wade. Hey, Wade. Hi, honey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right, sweetie. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, can I have your question?
Yeah, you bet. So recently I've been talking with a company overseas about doing some consulting work for them. I'm just wondering if I'm going to get that work.
Give me the initials of the firm, please.
Starts with an F.
F like in Frank?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just use F in overseas consulting. Hold on. I just need a vibrational way to connect to it. Wait. When the list... I feel a lot of separation anxiety there between, he's going overseas. Okay, well, let me just look at it. Okay, F. Yeah, you're going to be offered a position with this firm. I also see a lot of back and forth, not always being there. You may have to do some trips up front, but then once you're involved with it, there's a lot of work with, you're sort of like an anchor. You're in an area where it's anchored to your area as well. So there's you won't have to always there to be back and forth. So that's a good thing, and I feel that the pay is pretty good. But I also wonder, okay, do you have any questions about that? Because I'm getting something I have to add on to that. Did you want to say anything about that first?
I was just going to tell you what's the timeline look like.
Okay, let me see. The money is good, but it's not what you really want to do. It's just another job. Which is a different way of the job. Of course, because you're per diem or you're consulting, it's not per diem, but you're consulting, a contractor, there's much more money in it. Timeline. Now, when I'm going to answer this question, I'm giving you what you're creating. Now, I need to remember, because you're one of the people I have to talk to about all this. When there's any fear involved, if I'm not going to come in soon enough, it's not going to happen, all this kind of stuff, then you actually affect the timeline. So I suggest that you look at the, if you're not on my mailing list, go to spiritmediumtv.com. You'll be sent the 10 steps to manifesting miracles. That's a real, you know, that's a really interesting title, but it's just basically how to focus the mind on creating things. And so, you know, I give it a more exciting title, but it's just a real practical thing to do. So now, with your current state of thinking, I will now go. So let's see, okay, timeline. With his current state of thinking. I mean, it's not going to happen right away. Okay. I get there's going to be, I get June 10th. June 10th. So now that for you might feel like a long time away. It's like a 2-month time, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Let's see if this is. So again, I'm going to say to you, maybe you need to do some of that visualization using the technique I put out there for you. And I'm going to also look around and see if there's any advice about timelines and other ways to get work. Interesting. One second, Wade. You can start your own business at home, too. You don't need to go overseas. You don't need to do that. So continue on what you were doing before with the business idea. You still are working, aren't you? You had a job last time we spoke. Do you still have that job, honey?
Yes.
Oh, all right. It's just that you hate
yes.
it. Yeah, every day is... All right. Well, at least you have money coming in. You know, you do have a lot of responsibilities. So, you know, do that. But they are also saying don't jump so fast. Okay? Not that it will affect the outcome of this job. I just don't see it happening right away. I think what, you know, I don't want to talk too woo-woo to you because, you know, you're a very analytical thinker. But I have to. Okay? We all create situations for our growth. And here the growth is, how do I get what I really want in life? Not jump from one fire to another fire, right? Because you hate where you are, you want to jump somewhere else. I'm not saying it won't be any better, but it's going to have a lot of compromises for you. And Spirit is saying you can have your business too. So the way to use your time between now and June is to continue to look for your own clients in your vicinity. Because I still get that that is very possible for you. Okay? All right, so don't give up. Don't give up, darling, okay?
Okay, no, not giving up.
All right, honey, have a beautiful evening, and thank you so much for calling in. Your donation goes to help animals. Thank you for that, love.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm now going to go to T, who's made a donation. She's at 551 area code. 551, where are you? There she is. Hey, T. Hi, honey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great, darling. So go ahead, honey, and ask me. I'm not going to ask you how you are because I don't want to know too much about you right now. I'm not being rude. I'm just being deliberate. So go ahead and ask you questions. Again, not revealing too much.
I am dating, so I just wanted to know when you see a permanent relationship.
Okay, so you don't now. Didn't I read for you about that one guy? Didn't I read for you about that guy? Remember? One fellow in particular. Remember that, honey? No. Okay.
Yeah,
with somebody.
But that situation isn't anymore.
All right, it's not in the works. All right. Yeah, that was what I think my original read on is I didn't feel it would work out. Then the next time I read for you, it looked a little better, but anyway, ultimately broke down. Okay, so when is T going to be in a special relationship? Hold on. They give me info. You have to stop thinking about outside yourself. You have to start thinking of inside yourself. Again, causality is key. What we mean by this for you, T, is that what you think is what you get, right? So what you're thinking is, I have to wait for something. But what you need to do is know you already have something. When you know you have something, then that thing will appear. In other words, that relationship will appear. You are a beautiful person. Not only physically, but also inside. You have a loving heart. You already have love. You have love for yourself. You are love itself. We want you to organize your time better and organize your thinking better so that you can see that what you want is really already there. You just haven't, it hasn't arrived physically. So when we know we have what we want already, it's on its way, we'll get it. So just know that, all right? You're being reminded of that love. Now, going back to a fearful belief system where, oh my God, when am I going to find love? Let's go to that channel and see what we get on that channel. I hate to read like that because I have to, you know, pound it into everybody's head, my head included, right? When I get fearful, I do the same thing. I'm not any different. I'm human. Let's go to that channel and see what's going on. I want to see if I can give you some practical advice. You are going out more than you used to. That's good. You're seeing people. You're having fun. You're enjoying yourself. Okay, they go back again to saying, Spirit is saying to me to tell you, you have to get more organized in your thinking. Having a good time is not enough. You need to be a little bit more specific about what you're looking for to yourself, and then limit the people you go out with to only those that are at least in the category of what you're looking for. So that's somehow you've let go of that. I don't know why, but they're telling me you're sort of being an equal boyfriend employer, if you will, or an equal socializing employer, if you will. You need to think more about where you're going, what you want, and you need to think a little bit more sophisticatedly about what you're looking for. So you need to refine that a little bit, and when you do, the person will pop in pretty quickly. Okay? All right. Now, I wrote an article which will be coming out next week's newsletter, and I called it Feng Shui in the Bedroom. Whoops! One thing you can do, and this is true for everybody listening, when we want something, when we put pictures of it around our house, and maybe even study a little Feng Shui, but Feng Shui is just another way of using intuition to set up our environment. So you can create a new house that encourages that person to come in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Over your bed, if you were to put a picture of two lovers together in an, a G-rated version, I suppose, but something of two together, it will help bring that person in. So I think they should do that as well. Okay, so it's not going to take too long, but it is really up to you and your thinking and what you're sending out there and who you're spending time with. And you need to get a little bit more specific in what you're looking for, because anyone that shows up may be attractive or this or that, but that's not what you need. What you need is something more specific than what you've defined. This is what I'm being told to tell you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would that make sense to you? Because we're going to talk a little bit more about that right now. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right. So you're very young. Again, you have a lot of opportunities. You're very beautiful. So you need to get a little bit more specific. A lot of guys would use you and take advantage or distract you if you didn't know what you wanted. So it's time now to become a little shrewder, and I'm going to see if I could give you some ideas of what you can focus on. The first thing that I'm getting, this is the problem for you. This is the problem. It's not a problem. If, you know, it's only a problem if you don't know about it, but this is the issue. A lot of guys will ask you out because you're pretty, and they're doing it because they don't feel good about themselves. So you're a conquest. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now you have to get your T radar out, and you have to now select for somebody who has good confidence. In other words, anybody that you get the slightest inkling that they're asking you out because you make them look good, that's a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you have to go for a person who has self-esteem and his own status in his own way. So clean that up, and you're going to define what you're looking for a little bit more, and that should be one of them. And one of the signs of this is status of his own. Status of his own. I also see a man now, right, as I move forward, who is a successful businessman, a little older than you, whose self-esteem is good, feels good about himself, smart, good-looking, soft-spoken, and an achiever of sorts, but also a person who's very relatable. I'm more of a business-oriented man than a kind of musician or whatever. So if he is in music or he is in all that, he'll have a business side to him. And mature, he'll be mature. And I don't mean old, I just mean emotionally mature. So I hope that helps flesh it out a little bit more for you. Does that help?
Yes.
All right, sweetheart. So I'm going to let you go, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, T. Bye-bye, honey. Okay, the only thing I'm going to do now is I'm going to go look to make sure there's no more donations. And if there are, I will take them. Otherwise, it will go right to the phone lines and take whatever. We do have one other donation. And that would be, oh, nice name you have, Athanasia. And I got to find your phone number, 917 mediumship. All right. And after this, please do not make a donation. No one should make any more donations because I want to get to the phone lines. Okay. So Athanasia, 917. Looking for 917. That looks like it would be it.
Hi.
Athanasia? Hi, sweetheart.
How are you?
I'm great, love. Thank you so much for your donation. It goes in part to help animals. Athanasia, am I saying your name correctly, please?
Yes, you're saying it perfect, actually.
It's a very beautiful name.
Thank you. So I was hoping for a mediumship. I had a dream about 3 weeks ago of someone that passed over, and they were really sad in my dream. And then after that, I had like a crazy 3 weeks. All this horrible things have been happening nonstop. So wondering
if you
can see.
It's very interesting because somebody else had the same thing. Well, not all of it, but she had a lot of crazy things happening and wanted me to look in on that from a mediumship perspective. That's Rochelle. Okay, so let me just see what we get here. Athanasia. Bad, unhappy. What's the first letter of your last name, please? Just the letter.
A. Yes.
N or A?
A, as in apple.
Okay, great. Wow, A, that's interesting. Looking around you energetically. Okay, I'm not going to be able to do it that way because the soul is not wanting to step forward, although they may. What I'm going to do is another way of looking at this. I'm going to see what the guides say, and then we'll see maybe we back into a different way. You're very upset about something in your own life right now, which you're projecting into the stratosphere, so to speak. You're very upset about something. It's a loss that you've had in the home. This person that you lost was very dear to you. However, this person is not coming back and won't ever come back. It's not to do with a death, although death, there is a death. You've had an after-death communication, you say, but it has to do with you and your own life in the real world today. Now, what you understand about a loss, not just somebody to go to spirit, but something else in your own life that maybe you have an expectance that somebody would come back into your life. Would that make sense to you, please?
No.
Okay.
I didn't
have
any death.
I said no death, honey. I said a loss of a relationship.
Oh.
You say it a different way.
No, relationship. No.
Well, there's a loss. They're telling you there's a loss in your life that you are upset about. You could have lost work. You could have lost a number of things. Let me see if I can get one. Do you know any loss that you had, honey? It'll help us a little bit moving fast.
Should I go over the series of events that happened? Or I had a. Can I tell you what the dream was about, or who it was, or I had a dream about
just,
my. Yeah.
No. Just bear with me, honey. I want to break it down, honey, so spirit comes in.
Just a few bad things just in life, like my son was kicked out of his school, like a few things that did not, that devastated me.
Yeah, and that's before the dream?
No, I had the dream and the day after that happened with my son, and then it's been a series of events that's been happening. We have some theft and some things happening.
So what they're saying is it's that you're having all these things happen to you, but they're not saying it relates to the soul and spirit. So I want you to know that. That's the first part of the answer. Spirit's saying you had some losses. I didn't know if it was before or after the dream, but spirit already said you've had losses recently which are upsetting you. And I'm going to go now try to pull it together. I don't know about that person in spirit, but the first part of the answer is it's not to do with the spirit. That's what they're saying, okay?
Yeah.
Which is what you're asking me, right? So I don't know who the soul is in spirit. They're not showing me yet. I don't know if they want to show me. They're just trying to get the job done and putting you at ease. Hold on. We go back to the dream. The soul in spirit is karmic relationship from the past, you had to let go suddenly of that person. Feels like a male, the person in spirit. And it also feels like that person left Earth suddenly and that he's more of your age group or peer to you. Would that make sense to you, please?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I can't pick up who it is, honey, so now you're going to have to talk.
So I can tell you, it's my grandmother. I had a dream that she was really sad and she wasn't looking at me or talking to me.
and I was trying to make her feel better. And then I was like, come take a walk with me on the beach. And there was all broken glass and I couldn't make her happy. But it just seems after I had that dream, a series of like bad things were happening nonstop. Like
she might have been,
of like.
Yeah. She was probably coming in to, maybe she was sad because she knew these things would be happening to you. You know, you could look at it many different ways, right? She was trying to soothe you. But I don't know. Do you have anybody that's male that passed to spirit suddenly, honey? Maybe overdose of drugs or something?
No. Nobody that I know.
Okay. Huh. All right. All right. So the bottom line here is I can try to pull in your grandma, but what would that do for you is the point here. We need to figure out what you really need. Mm-hmm. Then we'll work it
and
that
is
way.
Is all the bad stuff going to get better? Is it going to stop now?
Thank you. I'm trying to get you the exact need, so we can just go for that. Your grandmother was trying to look out for you and just being there for you. So she's letting you know that she's around for you. So don't forget that. And there's a lot of people looking out for you in spirit. Things in the home will get better. I know you're very devastated from a loss that you had recently that is related to all of this. They say it again. I'm channeling, so I have no critical mind on this, honey. Just flowing out of my mouth. There's a lot of loss in the home, a lot of loss of people around you. There's loss in many different ways, but everything will change. And is there a reason for this, please, for her? Give her something to work with here. Everything will get better. You do not need to look back. You should just look forward. Forward in your life to new things. Put one foot in front of the other. Handle everything as it comes up. Money will be okay. You will figure everything out. It's just a traumatic time for you energetically. Sometimes people go through these things. It's like a storm of energy, like that's just creating a lot of crisis right now. You don't have any real reason for it other than it's just there for you to learn, to grow. Every time we have a crisis, it's for learning and growth. To move from fear, where we're frightened and nothing's going to be okay, to move towards love. So everything will be okay. Grandma came in to say hello, and I'm here with you, and not to worry about it. Now, I get the feeling. I know you said a little bit about, I think you were robbed. Is that what you said?
There was some situation that, it wasn't me that was robbed, but I ended up, I was helping out a friend create something, and I bought two friends. I hired two friends. It was just a whole big mess. And it turns out that those two people that I bought in did something bad, but I ended up paying for it because I felt horrible for the other person. And it started with my son's school, and then this happened, and then I had some work stuff, so it's just been a nonstop.
Well, it's just a time for you to just be calm, nurture yourself during this time, and nurture your son. And also, I feel there's a crisis around money, not just that, but maybe you're fearful about money, but everything is going to be okay. So one foot in front of the other, know that you'll handle everything as it pops up, and just eventually everything will die down again. It's just a bad time. We have them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're welcome. And the only thing you can really do is not be fearful. This is actually a time where you treat yourself better than normal. Okay? Just to go. Okay, honey? Take a break. Take a time out.
It was also my birthday, the day that I had, like, one of the worst days, and it was, like, horrible. So
you know, I find around my birthday, and I think there's something in astrology that would back this up, but right before my birthday and around my birthday, usually everything goes to crap. I don't know why.
Really? Horrible birthday I've ever had. So
everything is going to get better is the message of spirit, not to worry, honey.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm glad that we're not getting any more donations. I am now going to go to the first person who called in, who is Casey.
Okay.
Casey, my dear. Hi. Casey?
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. Go ahead and ask your question, love. Go ahead and give me your question.
Yes. My daughter, she is trying to get a car because she's working and she's in college. But she's on, like, a budget. But we done bought two vehicles and both has let her down. And I just wanted to know if it's the best thing, is, you know, for her to get the one at the dealership.
Okay, couldn't hear part of what you said, but I think we arrived at the question, is it okay for her to get the car at the dealership? Is that what the question is?
Yes, would she be able to make the, you know, the payments and stuff on it? Would she be okay?
Okay, so it's a really not a question about whether the car is reliable so much as whether she can afford it.
Yes, I don't want her to be stressed out. You know, we're being in school.
What are her initials, please?
Her initials is CJC.
CJ what?
CJB Brown.
B like
last name Brown.
B like a Brown.
Yep.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go to her energy. Yeah, she'll be able to make the payments. Everything's going to be fine. I feel a little struggle there. She have a baby?
Mm-hmm.
She has a baby in front of her. Yeah, she's a very good woman, very sweet woman. She will be able to make the payments over time. In other words, she'll be consistent in the payments. But dang, they're large payments for her income. Very large. I would think, I mean, I'm getting the number like $400 a month. I mean, maybe it's everything with the insurance and everything else. That's a big nut to crack for her, especially with the baby and everything else.
But she don't have a baby, though.
Oh, I asked if she had a baby, and you said she did.
No, she don't. She don't have a baby.
All right. Let's erase
and they
the
did say that yeah, they did say that the car note would be $400 and something.
All right, so you're getting a validation of that. Okay, good. So we have the validation. So that's a big amount of money. So suggestion, look for something cheaper. Because I feel that it's a very, I mean, she can do it, but it's a very high amount of money for, you know, for her budget and what she can afford. I also feel that she has a problem remaining focused on one job. Like she likes to pop around or she maybe gets distracted with things. And sometimes it's difficult for her to follow through on things. Would that make sense to you, please?
It did once upon a time on her first job, but she's been on this job for 2 years now.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a very, it's a large amount of money for her budget. That's all I can say. And it might, so she, but I guess she can, she will make the payments, but she will be sacrificing so many other things that it may not be the most practical choice and that she could find something less expensive that would fit in her budget more and give her a little more flexibility to do other things with her money. One of the things seems like she might want to do some kind of schooling or something. I get a feeling she wants to invest money in herself a little bit. So that's what I suggested. Yeah, she'll make the payments, but it takes away from other things. Okay?
Okay.
All right, honey. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, honey. Bye. Okay, going to Rachel, who's wanting an other side connection. Hold on, Rachel. Oh, there you are. You're opened. Okay, good. How are you, Rachel?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure. I try to get, you know, to as many people as I can. Okay, Rachel, you're wanting an other side connection. You're Rachel, not Rochelle. We have a Rochelle in the queue. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so let me just, because I think it was about Rochelle, I felt a mother figure, but I also feel a mother figure for you, a sweet, loving energy. Let me see who wants to step forward. Hold on. I do see a female that feels like a mothering influence to you, older generation, could be grandma, could be mother, whoever she is. She does seem to be carrying a little bit of extra weight on her, if you will, and her hair is in the brown category of brown family, at least its natural color. And she could have dyed it, but that's how she presents to me. Would you know anyone that fits that description, please? I can give you more details.
Yes, I think that's my mom.
Okay, don't say too much. Yeah, I'm going to control your answers, but that's perfect, love. And I see her hair is a little, it's kind of like a nice chestnut color, and she's got it rolled up on the top and a little bit of curliness around the ears. She says she was a very good-looking woman in her youth. She did gain a little weight as she got older. She does show me her face. It's an oval face with full lips, a straight nose, wide-set eyes, and nice high cheekbones. Would that fit the description of mom for you, please?
Not really.
Okay. Would you understand mom had full lips?
No, that's one thing she did not have.
Okay. Well, I see a woman before me that looks a little bit like when she was younger, like Elizabeth Taylor. That's what I'm seeing. So that does not fit mom in any way.
Well, she was very attractive, and she did have chestnut hair, and then it became blonde for many years.
Okay. So I think she's showing me herself when she's younger, when her lips might have been a bit fuller. She's wearing red lipstick.
Maybe, yeah.
Right. Yeah. But then she shows me how she got wider and bigger. You know, she's not obese, but she's carrying a little extra weight on her. She's not particularly athletic, even in her youth. She says she's not athletic even in her youth, and even she didn't like exercise. Would you understand that from mom? Yes, no, maybe.
Yes, yes.
She loves people. She's a very gregarious person, very much like you in that area. Yes, no, maybe. She's talking to me now.
Yes. Okay. She's right, yes.
Yeah, okay. And also, something about, I don't know how to interpret that. Hold on for a second. She's saying, you put out the hook for me, didn't you, this evening? She says, you really wanted me to come in. You don't need to answer that. Okay, because she says she got it. She also shows me, or she gives me the impression that she would have had something, a couple of different things wrong with her. One of them is high blood pressure. Would you know that about mom, please? Yes, no, maybe?
No.
Okay. Well, she shows me that. So if you didn't, maybe you didn't know it, but I just want to say I'm getting it. Maybe you know she didn't have it. I don't know, but I'm getting high blood pressure. I also feel that she has some kind of problem in her chest, and it feels like a burning sensation in the lungs. Would that make any sense to you, please? Yes, no, maybe?
No, it was her heart.
Okay. So it's not her lungs, it's her heart, but it is in the chest. Okay, fine. And so she does have the, so then what you revealed to me just now, and all I got was that sense in the chest. I also said high blood pressure, which is cardiovascular related. So what you've revealed to me is it's a heart-related issue, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, she probably did have some blood pressure issues to go with it. Maybe it wasn't the main thing. So I just want to add that in. Maybe her blood pressure went high sometimes and then down, things like that. I just want to double-check on this. She just said something to me. It's up and down. Her heart goes fast sometimes, goes slower, then it goes fast. She's using the word arrhythmia. Do you know anything about that, please? Yes, no, maybe? Rachel?
No. No.
Okay. She has irregular heartbeat for some time, up and down, not always the same. It's not always the same. So I don't know if she was ever, if that really makes any sense to you or not, but I just want to add that in there. And also she shows me that there's a boy down the family line, meaning that you have a brother or you have a son or somebody has a son, like a grandson or a son to her. Would you know that, please? Yes, no, maybe?
She does not have a grandson, but she has a son who had passed as an infant.
Okay. Well, I didn't go as far as to see where the son was, okay? Grandson or son, I didn't see where he was yet. I just wasn't looking for that. She just gave me the very strong feeling of a male to her that would be under her line of birth. That's what she gave me. And so you're validating that for me. Now, there's a couple of other things going on here. Something about roses. Roses significant in some way. Either you gave her roses or she loves roses. Or roses are very important. But she shows me roses. Would you understand anything about roses, please, and significant?
Yes, her name is Rose Marie.
Perfect. All right, wonderful. So she's communicating very well from the spirit realm. Now she's going to go to a person. She loves you very, very much. She says, thank you so much for asking me to come through this evening. She says, know that God is just a heartbeat away. Know that I am just a heartbeat away. I have not left you. I've just changed my shape and form. See me in your dreams at night. Pray that I come through, and I will. Okay, there's something else here. I know that you said she had a son with her in spirit, but there's also what she says something about a sister to you in spirit, either her sister or your sister, but there's a sister with her in spirit. Would that make any sense to you, please?
Yes, it's her sister.
Okay. She's there also. It's just another way of validating. And I have a feeling I need to say something more, that she needs to say something more. One second, please. Now, Rachel. Is Rachel also Rose? Is there a connection between Rachel and Rose, your name?
No.
Okay. Do you have Rose in your name? Did you get a middle name of Rose or anything?
No.
All right. There's something about Rachel that goes to Rose. I just want to present that. You don't need to do anything with it, but we'll leave that alone for a moment. Mom, do you have anything else you want to say to your beautiful daughter? Because I feel that she's supposed to say something more. Come on, Mommy. There's something significant in your life right now that's going on. It's very troubling to you. It's a karmic thing, a karmic situation that you really need to get through on your own. No one can really help you with this. She says it's an identity issue right now of who you really are and what you really want in life. She says eventually the fog will lift and you will know exactly what you need to do and want to do. And it feels like there'll be a seriousness that will come over you and taking yourself seriously and something about studying more and getting better at something. I also get the sense of art around this and creativity. Does that make sense to you, please, Rachel?
Yes, the art and creativity definitely makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And that you need to get... saying that you're going to get going on this, or she sees that happening for you. So continue, all right, or get going on it. She says it's like you maybe haven't fully committed, or you're not sure it's the right thing, or maybe you know you love to do it, maybe you know you are an artist and creative, but she's saying that you're like not really, I have to say that she's saying you're not taking it all so seriously right now or know how good you are. So she's saying that you are and that it will continue. You should continue in this direction. Okay, my dear?
Yes, today is her birthday, and I really wanted her to come through.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, she's giving you a rose, my dear, okay? For your
wonderful
birthday.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Next week it's 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I will be back in the same place working with you all. Love it and love you all very much. Join our mailing list at spiritmediumtv.com, and you'll get the 10 channeled steps to manifesting miracles. Namaste.